plan to vaccinate young kids. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The Food and Drug Administration today recommending authorization for young children and infants to get COVID-19 vaccinations.
Children aged 5 down to 6-month-old babies can now receive COVID-19 vaccinations under emergency use authorization, the FDA's Dr. Robert Califf.
Our evaluation of the safety and effectiveness data for both of these EUAs followed our standard rigorous review process and included input from our independent advisory committee, who voted in support of the authorization.
These would be specially formulated vaccines by Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna. Vaccine doses would be available in most places starting next week.
Fox's Evan Brown. The CDC is expected to soon give final approval for the added age groups. A third person has died from injuries sustained in a church shooting last night in suburban Birmingham, Alabama. Police say a 71-year-old man opened fire in the church with a handgun. He now faces 3 murder charges and is being held without bail. Customs and Border Protection says they encountered nearly 240,000 immigrants at the southwest border last month.
That is the highest number in any one month. A quarter of them were people CBP had encountered at least once before in the prior year. CBP also says so far this year they've encountered 50 people whose names were in the terrorist screening database. However, CBP statistics reveal nearly 3 times as many name matches on the terror watch list from people who tried to enter the country at land ports on the northern border.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Former Trump White House advisor Peter Navarro has pleaded not guilty to contempt of Congress after refusing to cooperate with a congressional investigation into the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Navarro appearing in a D.C. federal courtroom earlier today for arraignment on a 2-count indictment. His trial is set for November. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A judge has rejected a final appeal for convicted former Michigan State sports doctor Larry Nassar over his sentencing for sexually assaulting gymnasts.
The Michigan Supreme Court rejects a final appeal from Larry Nassar, who will not get a new hearing, as his lawyers say he was mistreated when he pled guilty in 2018 to sexually assaulting gymnasts, when the judge overseeing the case called him a monster, saying she'd just signed his death warrant with Nassar's 40-year prison sentence. And in a case where repercussions continue, following hundreds of millions of dollars in settlements from Michigan State University and the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee. Now dozens of women, including Olympic gold medalist Simone Biles, are suing the FBI over the agency's failure to stop Nassar when agents knew of his crimes back in 2015. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Another difficult day for travelers throughout the country. Airlines canceled more than 1,100 flights by this afternoon as they try to recover from storms that hit the central and eastern parts of the country. That follows more than 1,700 canceled flights yesterday. Well, Disney's Buzz Lightyear is returning to theaters.
Disney calls its new film Lightyear the definitive origin story of Buzz Lightyear, the space ranger who became popular in 1995's Toy Story movie and its sequels. Chris Evans stars in Lightyear as Buzz, with Uzo Aduba starring as his fellow space ranger, Alicia Hawthorne.
Buzz Lightyear mission log. After a full year of being marooned on this planet,
first test flight is a go.
The film is not without controversy. It's been banned or restricted in parts of Southeast Asia and the Middle East over a scene where Aduba's character kisses her wife. Lightyear is now in theaters. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.